All right, now I just want to look at a couple of scriptures tonight because we've come to an end of the year and there's some things we've learnt through the year, or I did anyway, and I just want to share with you tonight. So let's get a Bible out. See if my Bible can stay on the rostrum tonight. All right, let's open to Revelation, please. We'll start in Revelation chapter 3. So we don't usually look back unless we want to thank the Lord for something he's done for us, but we're focused on what lies ahead, the Lord's return, answer to our prayers, you know, more revival. We're looking forward to things happening. But we've come to an end of the year, and, you know, we're aware that we're going to tear up another calendar and start another year. And I can't believe we're in 2021. You know, think of September 11 when everybody thought the world was going to come back. That's 20 years ago. It's incredible, isn't it? The things that have happened since there, Gulf Wars and terrorism and collapse of the economy at one stage, just incredible. We are in the last days and who knows how long we've got to go. And we've overcome another year. And that's quite a remarkable thing. I know for somebody to overcome 1 year, you know, to survive, the first year you got saved is quite a challenge. A lot of people we never see again. We baptized, so thrilled, filled with Spirit, healed, and we never see them again. And so to overcome 1 year is real growth in the Lord. But usually it's about 3 years and you know what you've got and you've settled into the Lord for the rest of your life. And I think that's a milestone. So if anybody's 3 years old in the Lord tonight, then well done. So Revelation 3, let's have a look at what the Bible says. There's a bit of a summary of this year. And verse, I do believe it's up the back of the Bible. Yes, it is. Verse 7. And read here at the Church of Philadelphia. And it says, "The angel of the Church of Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the keys of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens." And that's Jesus Christ is in charge. "And I know thy works, and behold, I set before thee an open door. No man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, hast kept my words, hast not denied my name." And it's interesting, isn't it? When you read these scriptures, the Lord says there's no stopping you. The door's open. The Lord's waiting to meet us in the air. We're on our way to eternal life. There's nothing to prevent us because we've had a little strength. And that's what got us through the year, little trusting in the Lord, hanging on. We probably had big fears, big worries, big anxieties, but we overcame day by day and there's nothing to stop us, as the Lord says. And the other thing is, looking on us and looking at each other, we just appreciate the fact people have been faithful. You know, it's easy to get filled with the Holy Spirit. It's a gift from God, but to be faithful takes application, you know, apply ourselves and to be, you know, somebody that loves the Lord because we care about what he says. I'm going to do it. And last thing there, it says, "You have not denied my name." And we've been looking forward to miracles and healings and blessings and souls getting saved because that's what God does. And so we don't make excuses for God. We don't try and do things in our own strength. We look to Jesus Christ to work in our midst, and all the people said. And, you know, that's what's going to keep us going. That's what we stand for. And simple three little things that unfortunately others ignore. And but we don't. We've treasured that, and it's got us through another year. So well done. The other point I'd like to make, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I'll say I don't want to be late tonight. I was mentioning this the other night when I was giving a talk about the difference in ministry. I was saying a lot of churches are preaching condemnation because it gives them power to rule people's lives, to control people. But we're not interested in that, as it says in here. We want to see people happy in the Lord. That's our goal. And so in chapter 1 here at the end, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, one of my favourite scriptures says, and it says here, verse 21, "He which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, and who has also sealed us, given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call to God for a record upon my soul that to spare you I came not as yet to Corinth. Not for that we have dominion or rule over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand. And Paul is writing, this is the second epistle to the Corinthians. It seems like they had no leadership. There was nobody stepping up to run the meetings, do something in order. Nobody stepping up to keep the world out of the church. And Paul is writing away and rebuking and exhorting. And as the scriptures say, we do from time to time. And he says, look, I don't really want to do that, because he goes on to say in chapter 2, but I determined this within myself, that I would not come to you again in heaviness. I don't want to tell you off all the time, he said, for if I make you sorry, who is he then that's going to make me glad? But the same which is made sorry by me. And this is what he's reminding himself, and we remind ourselves today, is that our joy comes from the joy of others. You know, I was watching Caleb up here. He's cracking up at the jokes that was going on and the things that were happening tonight. And I said to him, gee, you've got a good sense of humor. He says, you don't get many opportunities to laugh. We come along and we laugh and we enjoy each other. And I was laughing, but when I was looking at him, I was laughing twice as much because he was adding to my joy, you know. And that's it, isn't it? Our joy comes from each other, seeing each other happy and enjoying each other's testimonies. Sometimes, we get a tear in our eye when somebody overcomes something. We think, yeah, good on you. Praise the Lord for hanging in there and coming through that and, the Lord blessing you. And that's the reason for our joy. That's one of the ways that we keep rejoicing. And as it says there, our whole ministry is about people overcoming, succeeding and being faithful, Lord, and doing well in the Lord, not doing well in the world. And, of course, keeping the world out of the church. And so Paul had to rebuke for people. There were a few troublemakers, and there will always be situations in our fellowship to deal with. But the majority of us can go through life and not know anything about that, be unaffected by that because of the ministry and the testimonies and the preaching and so on that is so positive about, being happy in the Lord. And I just want to finish the last scripture because there's been a key to my walk in James chapter 5. I think this will be it. We're over time. Okay, forget that. All right, that's it. We've said enough, haven't we? And there are other meetings, other talks to look forward to, so never let it be said that I went over 2 years to give a talk.